I talk with like many investors, and one of their main concerns is, what is the moat once the core of your technology hasn't been created by you and now it's broadly available to anyone open source, right? So you need to build things that the AI is not capable of. For example,
can the AI understand
what the manager of the company that is hiring you wants?
Can the AI be controlled?
And these things, like, it needs a manager in the middle. How can you show to the company that the AI is generating value? And how do you allow them to see it and to manage it in a way that is user-friendly, that has a great user interface? For every vertical, we'll see these things. We'll see, like, okay, this is how you connect your data. This is how our APIs, you can upload them, you can add a link, and you will follow if there's anything wrong. And then after this step, they will need to act upon it. So if there's any duplicates or any conflicts on the data, things that are pointing to different directions, or the AI is confused, then someone from the company can go there on this panel and say, like, oh no, this is the actual meaning. This is what I want to do. And you should pick this. And then they will choose the tone and how the AI will speak. What's the AI roles? What are their responsibilities? How they should deal with ethical concerns or some requests that are unusual. So the humans need to do a lot of decisions, and they're training to do a lot of decisions, and the AI needs to do it as well. So you need to have an interface, like asking the manager. Of course, you can have like most of the things pre-set up, but you are generating value if you allow control. Because it doesn't matter how smart an AI gets. You don't want it to just like control your entire company, right? Like, you may not understand the foundations or where you want to drive it to be able to. So I believe that these two things can add a lot of value. So control, good interfaces, disambiguation of data. But there's another thing. You need to expand the AI. And here is where the platform layer starts acting. So, for example, on the weights of the model, you don't have authority. You don't have, like, how recent is the data or how reliable it is. And this is a limitation, because how can you distinguish what is fact from what is a lie or hallucination if you don't have that information on the model for you to take those decisions? So scientists will need to create a completely different new model with other parameters to be able to track factuality. And this is so true that if you think about it, like, OpenAI has hundreds of billions in investment in valuation, and it hasn't figured it out yet. So if you talk with ChatGPT, OpenAI cannot tell if it's lying or if it's not. Even this posing a huge risk for them, legal risk of lying, being deceitful, and guiding someone to something that can cause damage to them. If you fix this, you can also have like a huge business that is great. So I'm talking about extending the model. So there are a lot of opportunities to manage the data, to get the correct information, to learn, to create like memory, to do integrations, to expand what the model can do or not, to do RAG, of course. And even other, like, RAG is already, it doesn't represent the full extent of search anymore, right? Like, you can train an LLM to do search. You don't need to have a vector database. You can use the context of the model to expand it and keep everything in its memory all the time, and many other things. So you need to understand, like, okay, how do you prove that? And the one last thing is, if you decide, okay, so I will make the AI only use the information that I have, you're limiting it tenfold, because the AI is trained on trillions of data points on the internet. So you really want to lose all of this. And one representation of that is, like, if the AI do a search and tries to answer from the search, the quality of the answer is way worse than if it uses its own training model. So all of those things are complications that you need to overcome to create something actually meaningful. And if you just create a company that uses the plain capability of the model, then you'll be dead in a few years. But if you solve those things in a meaningful way that cannot be replicated easily, then you have a moat.
I started this podcast because I wanted to stand at the gate of businesses using AI and see what separated hype from lasting impact. Back when cities had walls, you had to go into the city to do business at the market. So, if you wanted to talk to someone, you waited by the gate until they came in or came out. Do that enough times and you could talk to everyone. That's what I want to do. Stand at the gate of people doing business with AI and talk to them, see what they do and why they do it. If you know someone that's making an impact in the world of AI, would you connect them with me? You can find me on LinkedIn or shoot me an email at daniel@maneri.house. That's daniel@manary.house. Thanks for listening.